Welcome to Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro, powered by Beyond, where we dive heart first into all things events in the nonprofit world. Hi, I'm Amy Milne, your host and CEO of Beyond and the Nonprofit Event Collective, where we believe that your events matter. You're not just hosting an event, you're inviting people to join you in changing the world. We're here to talk tricks of the trade and share tales from the trenches so you can produce epic events that inspire participants, raise more money, and change lives. Let's dive in. Hi, it's me, Amy Milne, your host of Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro podcast, coming to you on the eve of my 50th birthday. What the fuck? I thought only grown-ups turned 50. Anyways, tomorrow I will be celebrating with my VIPs on a beach in Punta Cana. I know how lucky I am, and I make a conscious effort to celebrate life daily, not just the big milestone moments. As I reflect on my last 5 decades on this earth, I am filled only with gratitude for the life of ups and downs I have lived. The ones that have taken my breath away and the ones that have taken the air out of my sails and all the others in between. With 18,250 days behind me, I know I have less in front, so even more reason to live each day to the fullest. Those who know me well know this isn't lip service. I live my days, as Mel Robbins recently shared, like it's a melting ice cube. This has become my mantra and a daily reminder to keep going no matter what. I purposely look for joy and gratitude each day. This didn't always come easy. It took effort and coaching until it became a habit. I am here today to share with you a short list of why I firmly believe in the power of acknowledging and honoring our moments. And to tie it back to the work we do, we create moments on purpose for our event participants with every event that we create. So use this list to inspire your life and how you plan for your events. 1, gratitude and positivity. Celebrating milestones, achievements, and even simple joys cultivates a sense of gratitude. It shifts our focus from what's lacking in our lives to what we have accomplished and experienced. This positive outlook can improve our mental and emotional well-being. Motivation and inspiration. Celebrating achievements, no matter how small, reinforces our motivation to keep progressing. It serves as a reminder of our capabilities and the progress we've made. Celebrating milestones can also inspire us to set new goals and pursue them with vigor. 3, connection and community. Sharing moments of celebration with others strengthens bonds and fosters a sense of belonging. Whether it's with family, friends, or colleagues, celebrating together builds a supportive community and deepens relationships. It reminds us that we're not alone in our journey and that others are there to cheer us on. 4, mindfulness and presence. Taking the time to celebrate life's moments encourages mindfulness and presence in the present moment. It allows us to savor the experiences and emotions associated with our achievements rather than rushing on to the next thing. This mindfulness enhances our overall enjoyment of life. 5, self-worth and confidence. Celebrating our successes, no matter how small, boosts our self-esteem and confidence. It validates our efforts and reminds us of our worthiness. This, in turn, empowers us to tackle new challenges and overcome obstacles with a greater sense of self-assurance. 6, balanced perspective. Celebrating life's moments help us maintain a balanced perspective, especially during the challenging times. It reminds us that life is a mix of ups and downs and that there is joy to be found even in the midst of adversity. This perspective shift can help us navigate through difficult circumstances with resilience and optimism. 7, creating lasting memories. Celebrations, like our events, create cherished memories that we can look back on fondly in the future. Whether it's a milestone birthday, like turning 50, a promotion at work, or a simple family gathering, these moments become part of our personal narrative, enriching our lives and shaping our identity. As I wrap this up and head back to the beach, I want to acknowledge some of the people in my life who have helped carry me this far. Eric, thank you for loving me since the ripe old age of 18. Who ever thought our high school romance would turn into this incredible life we have created? It has had many chapters, plot twists, endings, and new beginnings. However, what has remained the same is our deep love for one another. Thank you, and I love you infinitely. To my boys, Spencer and Jack, you are the reason I want the world to be a better place. I love you both with my entire being. To my mom, thank you for raising me through some of the hardest days of your life and doing it with determination, little money, and a big heart. I love you. Regan, you are not just my sister, you are one of my best friends, and I don't know what I would do without you by my side. Your boys are an extension of you, and I love them dearly. Mary Jean and David, thank you for being the best godparents a girl could ever ask for. You have loved me like your own, and that means more to me than you'll ever know. To my nieces, while you might fight over who is my favorite, I love you both the same, and you'll forever be my faves. To my red dresses, Allison, Sarah, Cormie, and Rick, you know to your core why you will forever be my everything, and my life doesn't exist without you in it, making each day better and a heck of a lot more fun. To Lisa, thank you for everything you have done to ensure I and beyond are the whole shebang and more. While I appreciate all that you do for me and our good human clients, it is your friendship that means the most to me. To my friends I didn't know I was missing, Amanda, A-Ray, Taryn, and Pam, thank you for welcoming me into your lives and instantly becoming a part of my family. You have made my move to Blue Mountain even more special than I ever thought possible. To the rest of the incredible dancing queens that fill my soul, you ladies know who you are, along with many of your dudes, will always have a spot on my dance floor and in my heart. To my colleagues, clients, and good human listeners, thank you for allowing me into your lives. I am one lucky girl. And for everyone listening, remember to live this one life you have to the fullest. Those who love you are counting on it. Till next time on Real Talk with the Nonprofit Event Pro, good human listeners, I share my day turning 5 perfect tens with you. Now back to the beach. Cheers. Thanks so much for listening and doing good in the world. We see you. We can't wait for you to join us next time when we hear from another good human who will share their story, along with tips and tricks that will help you execute extraordinary events that are sure to have a lasting impact on your participants, beneficiaries, donors, and colleagues. Make sure you follow Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show so other Nonprofit Event Pros just like you can find our podcast so they too can create events that matter. Tune in next week to laugh, cry, and cheer with us on another episode of Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro. See you soon. Hey, good human. Are you hitting roadblocks with your events and marketing and need a bit of help to take it to the next level? We've got you. Sign up for our monthly hot seat coaching where we will answer your questions live on the podcast. That's right. You'll get to join me, Amy Milne, and my colleague, Lisa Cohen, right here on Real Talk for the Nonprofit Event Pro podcast. And we will share our expertise to help you with your specific questions. Sound good? Great. Fill out the quick form by following the link in the show notes and we'll take it from there. We're stoked to have you on the podcast, good human listener, to guide you through your current challenges. Keep it real.